I've been going to church since 2004. I've been going to church since I was a little kid, but I've been saved since 2004. I wanted y'all to know something right off the bat. God just whispered right in my ear and said, I want to do a whole lot more here than people are letting me. I don't know how you remained in your seats through that last song when they started over. If we would have leaned forward, God would be having a time with us right now, and I wouldn't have had to say a word. I wouldn't even have to say a word. It's scary. That scares me more than anything else as a pastor, is we won't be obedient to God. Because we're afraid of what we'll look like if we really let ourselves loose. Because we'll cry harder than we wanted to cry, and somebody will probably shout louder than they wanted to shout. I'm afraid we're going to go home the same. But we'll say we went to church. Mark chapter 2. I wasn't going to plan on preaching this, but God changed me. There's somebody in the house that needs to hear this. Amen. Mark chapter 2. And again he entered into Capernaum. And it was noised that he was in the house. Are you making any noise about Jesus being in your house? Are you making any noise about Jesus being in your house? I'm not talking about this house, because that's cool. I'm not talking about your physical house. That's cool too. I'm talking about residing in you. I'm talking about in your... If God's in you, you can't keep it a secret. If God resides in you, you can't just be like, well, God moved in. There's a witness, amen? The Holy Spirit of God is a witness. He is a witnessing spirit. He can't help himself. Everywhere he shows up, everywhere he enters, everywhere he dwells, he can't be quiet. I can tell when somebody has Jesus, because guess what? They say, I'm sorry, but I can't help myself. I'm being moved. I'm being pushed. I'm being led. God's moving me. Amen. The Spirit of God will move you. If you ain't spirit led, you're spirit dead. Amen. Straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much about the door, and he preached the word unto them. Y'all believe this? Jesus Christ entered into a room, into a house, and he preached the word unto them. We see Jesus in the Bible. No, he was a teacher. He was a healer. Listen, if Jesus had a crowd like this one, he would preach to it. He came in there and he'd preach this. He would preach repentance. Turn from your wicked ways. Turn from your wicked way. He would say, listen, repent from your sins. Some of y'all are wondering, how can I be righteous? How can I be holy? How can I be saved? You must believe that he is, and you must repent. That means you got to find yourself on an altar and say, God, forgive me, because I've broken all of your commandments, all of your rules, and all of your laws I've broken. God, I come to you and I ask you to forgive me. Jesus was in the house, amen? We want Jesus in more than anything else in. If you want anything else more than you want Jesus, that's your idol. If you're going after anything harder than you're going after Jesus, that's what you love more than Jesus. That's what you'll spend for eternity being called. Woo! There was a rich man who spent his eternity, and God said, depart from me, you rich man. He spent an eternity in a place called hell. And you know what he constantly say? I guarantee you, for 2,000 years, he'd say, I'm not rich. I had a chance to be rich when I was on earth. I had the chance to have everything when I was on planet earth. And I chose money over Jesus. I chose a house over Jesus. I chose a career over Jesus. I chose my life over Jesus. That's what it would sound like. Insomuch there was no room. People tell me all the time, hey, preacher, you're crazy. You're never going to grow that church, not on that mountain. Not in 2019. We're not going to grow. You know what? I believe this. If you have Jesus and you lift him up, he will draw all men unto him. I believe if we lift up Jesus, he will bring the people. Now, if we lift up us, if we lift up Flat Top Church, we might draw a crowd pretty quick and they'll go away. But we're just going to keep on lifting up Jesus. The real deal. It ain't in us. It's in him. He preached and they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which had borne afore. Palsy is being paralyzed. I love when they say this, man, being paralyzed. They brought him one who couldn't do anything about his situation. Write this down in your Bible. They were carrying dead weight. Have you ever been dead weight? My God. I was dead weight unto my family. I was no good. I didn't serve any good purpose for my family. I was dead weight. Man, he is no good. God don't care if you're dead weight. He don't care if you ain't no good. He don't care if you ain't done nothing to help nobody else. Praise God, God likes you. Amen? God loves you. I love he was born of four. I don't know who these four radical dudes are, but I want four radical people like that in my church. I want four radical people like that in my life. God, I'm going to preach to y'all if y'all like it or not. Hey, check this out. Jesus, they heard. They was like, hey, Jesus up there in Bethany, he's preaching in a house, and they can't nobody get in. It's a sold-out show. Jesus is up there, but somebody said, but wait a minute, if Jesus is up there, we know that we got that friend of ours who's paralyzed, and he can't do nothing. He's dead weight. Well, there is a specialist, amen, down in so-and-so, and guess what? Is there not a balm in Gilead? Now, y'all get that later. Is there not a balm in Gilead? Not the balm, B-O-M-B, but, you know, balm, healing. Is there a healing in Gilead? I don't know if there is a healing in Gilead, but right now there's one in the house. Why don't we all get together, pick him up, and take him down there? Oh, man, I wish y'all could see these dudes. Matter of fact, I don't wish you could see these dudes. I wish you'd be these dudes. Amen? Every one of them looked at each other and said, you get a corner? Yeah, I got a corner. You got a corner? All right, you got a corner. You got a corner? Yeah, you got a corner? All right, let's all lift together and let's all go together. You want to be a powerful church? You want to be a powerful ministry? Bend together, lift together, go together. You ain't never going to get anything done if nobody wants to do it together. You ain't going to get anything done if you ain't going to rescue people who are dead weight by yourself. You need everybody to get on board. One mind, one accord. Can you see them yet? Just carrying them. I see them laying there. Man, y'all are wasting your time. Can't help me. Hey, you're wasting your time. I've been to every doctor. I've tried to get better. I tried to get up on my own. I tried to do it. I can't. They're like, we ain't. Listen, sometimes you got to carry people to Jesus even if they don't even want to go. Sometimes you got to carry them even if you think, man, I'm being honest. Even in the back of your mind, you're thinking, I don't even know if God can. Y'all, I don't even know. I don't even know. He might be too far gone. She might be too far gone. Man, they are dead weight, guy. Y'all need to get. He's getting heavy. He's getting heavy. Let's switch sides. I wonder how many times they had to set him down, walk around. No. Just to get a break. Sometimes you need a break. My left arm's weak. Can I get my right arm going? Golly, sometimes you got to talk to each other. You got to love on each other. You got to encourage each other. Hey, I see you. God, I wish I could help somebody. Hey, I see your corners tipping. I see your corners tipping. Do we need to take a break? Some of y'all need to look around. You might be running well, but there might be somebody else in here that their corners tipping. Hey, man, you might want to say, hey, wait a minute. I'm feeling strong right now. He said, can I help you? I can put both hands on. I'm preaching to somebody because we're not always strong together. Sometimes we need some help. Sometimes we need to say, hey, let's set it down and let's switch positions for a while. Let's refresh it up. Amen. I'll get in the front. You get in the back. Hey, his legs are lighter than his head is. Y'all get it later. It ain't going to be easy carrying people to Jesus, but it's always worth it. I'm preaching to somebody. Listen, y'all are always thinking, well, the guy that's lame, he's the one getting all the blessing. I hate to tell you, it ain't about the person in the bed. It's the people carrying him. You're always better when you're working for God instead of just sitting by waiting for God to bless you. The blessing is in the carrying. The blessing is in the doing for God. Picking them up and carrying them when they can't do it. When you're the hands and feet of God for real, the blessing's in that. Every time I thought, oh, man, I'm going to help somebody. I'm going to preach to somebody. I'm going to minister to somebody. I always leave. God, man, you are good to me. You didn't fix them. You fixed me. You weren't working on them. You was working on me. That's what some of y'all can't understand. You're like, why does God want me to get involved? Because he ain't through working on you. If he gets you involved, he can work out your weaknesses and your flaws and your insecurities and all that junk, and you could be a pure stone. Oh, I love this. Y'all ready? Because this message gets better. Verse 4, and when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof. What? They knocked on the front door. Amen? They knocked on the front door. Must have been a Baptist church. Sir. Can we come in? No, we're full. No, we're full. We got nothing room for you. I've heard this. People been telling me this for a couple months. Yeah, church is going to get too full. People are just going to leave. Go somewhere else and starve. I don't care. Did I say that out loud, Otis? I said that out loud, didn't I? I'm going to go where the food's at. Hey, Johnny, you know what they told me? They told me it don't matter what, I don't matter what the building looks like. If it's a restaurant, if the parking lot's full, they got good food. You can have a beautiful place, spacious place, nice place, have all kinds of great seating, but if your food stinks, amen? I'll wait a little longer if the food's good. I'll be inconvenienced if the food's good. Hey, I'll scooch over if the food's good. Oh, y'all. Some of y'all better hear what I'm saying because some of y'all been going, I just don't like how inconvenient it is. Is the food good? Is the message good? Is the word good? Is the music good? Is God good? If he's good, scooch over, baby. God's here. Be willing to move around. Be willing to say, you know what? I don't care. As long as I get my plate filled, I'm all right. Amen? Can we come in? We got a real broken friend. No, it's full. No, 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 y'all don't know. Hey, some of y'all in there, you're eating leftovers. No, there's somebody in there, you don't really need the message as much as me and my friend does. Will you let it come on? Will you make, God, I'm preaching, y'all just don't know it. Will you make some room for some people that are broken? Or do you just want to be comfortable here? No, I don't want to treat this place like a hospital, even though God does. That's my seat. That's my row. That's my, God sitting there going, look, man, I'm trying to get this broken person. Man, them dudes are at the door like, look, I got my friend. We don't even have the capability. Listen, Mike, I don't even have the capability for him. We don't have that kind of access. Huh? We've never dealt with somebody who's paralyzed in church. We don't know about that kind. We don't know about the ones who are sick like that. We don't know about the ones who are broke like that. We don't know how to fix that. Come preaching. I don't care if you can fix it. That dude up there preaching can. If you got Jesus. Oh, y'all don't. I don't mean to get so loud. I didn't come here to get you to fix it. I came here because you got the one in there who can fix it. If you'll just get out of the way and let me in, he'll take care of me. And then I'll be a part with you. We look at people and we automatically assess, can they help or not help? Well, you're looking at an unfinished product. I guarantee you, when you're looking at the situation, they got a dude out there that's dead weight. God said, ain't a dead weight. That's a minister in training out there. Amen? I don't know who closed the door. I don't know who will close the door to you. But I want to tell you as the pastor, we ain't shutting the door here. We ain't shutting the door to you. If you're broken, if your life's a mess, if you're hurting, this is the best place you could ever be, because we are a bunch of broken people who got saved by Jesus, and we're just ready for more broken people to come in here and sit down beside us and say, what do you want us to do, God? Y'all see it? One door closes. You ever had a door close on you? I love these dudes. I bet that dude in the best, I told y'all. I came down here when I could walk. I came down here when I was able to go, and they wouldn't even let me in. I knew they wouldn't go let us in this time. Yeah, but I see a flaw in their ceiling. One of them said, hey, look, man. Listen, can I preach to y'all? Can y'all really handle this? Because I want y'all to get this. It don't get easier. Right before the breakthrough, it gets harder. No, listen. You can get them right up to the place where they're going to get Jesus, and you'll think, man, God's about to take over any time. No, a lot of times the enemy will show himself even stronger right then. And even through some people you thought was going to help, but they slam the door shut in your face, and you're going to have to say, you know what? It's going to get harder, but we're willing to go through this next level. See, they were like, all right, look, man, if we can... God, it's hard. It's hard to carry somebody who can't do nothing up on the roof. If you got to go up steps and up levels with somebody who's, could you hear him? I'm trying. God, I wish y'all would help me preach sometime. I'm trying to help, but I can't. That was me. That was me, August 28, 04. I'll help you, but I can't help you. I figured it out. I can't do it. The dude's like, man, just calm down. We're going to get you there. Man, they got him all the way up on the roof. They got him all the roof. Man, sometimes you got to take people higher than they're willing to go. Huh? I don't know, golly bum. Somebody said one time, I hope they blow the roof off this place. Man, could you imagine all the people who paid for that roof? I bet they was ticked off. I gave a donation towards that roof, and there they all go tearing it down. It already had a leak in it. Now that thing gonna be irreversible damage. Huh? That's going to be irreversible damage. We ain't never going to get that fixed. They're worried more about the building than they were the people. Jesus said it, golly, if we fix the people, maybe the person we're fixing can fix a building. Y'all get that by the time you get home. They let down the bed wearing the sick of the palsy laying when Jesus saw their faith. What? He said to the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins are forgiven thee. Wait a minute. What? He seen their what? Their faith? Some of y'all are missing it. Some of y'all are thinking, man, them sinners, they just need to get to church. Huh? No, I'm still preaching. Don't shut me down yet. Amen? Oh, we just need to get that. They just need to get right. They need to get out to ask God. Huh? They just need to quit that drinking, partying. They need to quit that and get out there to ask God. I think the Bible reads like this, go ye into all the world, huh, and preach the gospel unto every living creature. That ain't, they better get in there, huh? That's a dude who went out there and said, you know what, it only took four people. Four. We got a lot more than four here. And they carried him all the way in there, and they put a little effort behind it. And God said, I seen your faith. Whose? Not the man laying in the bed. the ones who carried him. God's looking for somebody to carry somebody else. Sometimes you just gotta say, you know what? It don't make no sense. He's paralyzed. Don't make no sense. We're tearing other people's stuff up. Don't make no sense. We're lowering him in. Golly, I wish I could see that. I can't. If God better have some HD stuff when I get up, I want to see this. I want to see what it looked like. They're lowering it. Can y'all see? It got a little bit harder. They had to break into, golly. But when they were breaking into, when they got breaking into it, every tile they broke loose, see this? Every tile they broke loose, they could see a little bit more Jesus. They were tired, they were worn out, and they're broken. And guess what? Every piece they broke off of that roof, they could look down and say, hey, one of them leaned over to the other, hey, man, keep ripping this roof up because I'm seeing that Jesus is right underneath us. If we can just tear enough of tiles out and get him loose, the more we tear out, the more I see Jesus. Amen? The more physical stuff we get rid of, I can see a Jesus right here. And I can just see Jesus sitting there going, man, I love you guys. You guys are radical. I don't know what, could you imagine all the people who were sitting right up under, some of them had to get out of the way, some of them got sheetrock on their hair. Oh my God, I got sheetrock on my hair. They're messing up my makeup. Oh gosh, man, they got my hair messed up. That's on my suit, I just bought this. Serving God will get you dirty. Start lowering him down. He's still paralyzed. I wonder if they tied a rope around his shoulders. God, y'all don't have fun ever? I mean, he's just dangling there. And some of y'all are going, well, man, that looks funny. That looks weird. That looks embarrassing. Yeah, sometimes when God picks you up and dangles you all the way down to this altar, it does look a little embarrassing. You do look out of control. But you're getting closer to Jesus. I might look like a fool for a minute, but I'm not outside. I'm not late. I'm spinning like a top right now. You see him? He laid him out. And then what Jesus says, I seen your faith. I seen their faith. Thy sins be forgiven. Wait a minute. They didn't bring him there for a sin fix, did they? I think they did. I think they said at the root of all your problems is a soul problem. We know you're paralyzed, but you're more paralyzed spiritually than you are physically. I don't know what Jesus is going to do for you physically, but I know he can have you moving spiritually. Amen? And Jesus does it right off the bat. He says, thy sins are forgiven. Oh, he made everybody mad. Amen? He said he made everybody mad. But there were certain scribes sitting there and reasoning within their hearts. These are the same people who shut the doors. Why does this man thus speak blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God only? Y'all like that? There's a house. Jesus is doing a miraculous thing. He's got a house full of people, and there's some people in there mad about Jesus. So don't be surprised if it happens. I ain't going to preach no more on that. Y'all get it later, right? Don't be surprised if somebody's in the house, even a packed house, and they're mad at Jesus and mad at the things Jesus is doing. That won't stop Jesus from working, and it won't stop God's people from working. Is that fair? Watch. Let's finish. I want to show y'all something. Stop looking at people from where they start and start looking at them where they can be with Jesus. Amen? Watch this. And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit, they so reasoned within themselves. He said, and why reason ye these things in your hearts? God is reasoning everybody's hearts in here, by the way. I don't care what you look like on the outside. He's looking at the heart always. Whether it is easier to say unto the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and take up thy bed and walk. Verse 10. But that ye may know the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he saith unto the sick of palsy, I say unto thee, arise, take up thy bed, and go thy way into thine house. Woo-hoo-hoo. And it said it immediately, no rehab, no rehabilitation. Amen? You know what I'm talking about? They didn't have to. If you don't walk for 2 weeks, you'll have to go to rehabilitation. If you don't walk for a month, You don't, if you lay flat on your back for a month, you're going to go out, you're going to have to learn how to do everything again. Amen? Jesus leaned over and says, you know what? I feel, golly, I wish I could preach it the way I want to. I feel like showing out. Not because of you, but because of my naysayers. But because of the people in here who think I can't. Your sins are forgiven. I guarantee you that guy was sitting there in that bed going, man, I don't know if he does anything else. I'm good. I mean, I got more than I bargained for already. I'm saved. Hallelujah. Amen. My sins are forgiven. The burden's gone. And when he said, hey, your sins are forgiven, but get, also take up thy bed and walk. This guy, man, jumps up, leans down, picks up. Do some studying on paralyzed. Atrophy. God, I wish I could pray. Muscle, sinew, bones. When God was speaking, he was growing. Y'all think I'm nuts. I'm not nuts. I'm telling you. If muscles will start to have to develop, sinew, bone would start to have to strengthen. All of a sudden, he's left, and God gave him a commandment that just a few, oh man, I wish y'all would help me. Just a few minutes prior to that, if he had said, get up and walk, he'd go, you're insane, I'm paralyzed. God said it, so it made it true. He said, okay. He jumps up and grabs his bed and starts walking. Then he starts running. And then right outside of town, somebody catches him. Hey, don't you know what day it is? Can I say it the way I want to say it? Hey, man, don't you know what day it is? It's Sunday. Oh, sorry. Riley's looking at me like, you're insane. Don't you? Some religious person met him. Hey, man.
Don't you know what day it is? You ain't supposed to be carrying that bed, son. We are the non-bed carrying believers. If God catches you with that bed, he's going to send you straight to hell, son. And he's sitting there holding that bed, and he's rocking back and forth. You ain't going to believe this, man. What? God's the one that told me to pick it up. Amen? That's why I love when judgmental people look at my Christian walk or your Christian walk and they say, you need to do this or you shouldn't do that. And you go, it's going to blow your mind, man. God told me to live like this. I'm sorry that you can't live free. I'm sorry you ain't got no freedom. But God told me Christianity is just as funner than being lost. Because guess what? I don't have to regret anything I do. Amen? I ain't trying to rub it in your face, but God's the one who told me to do it. Amen? And I guess what I'm going to ask him, say, well, wait a minute, man. Hey, can I ask you a question? Yeah, what is it? Why do you carry that bed? I mean, you're well. Why in the world are you carrying that? Okay, why do you talk about who you were in your sin? Why do you talk about addiction? Why do you talk about sex? Why do you talk about the things that hurt you? Why are you talking about being a liar? Why do you bring up your past if God doesn't forgive you? Why are you carrying it? He's like, I'm glad you asked. I'm glad you asked why I'm carrying this bed. For some odd years, this bed's been carrying me. But now I'm carrying it. See, it used to have all the power over me, but now I have power over it. And when I'm carrying my bed, when I see somebody else who's laying in a bed, I remind myself where I came from. Man, they need to get right with Jesus. Oh. No, you just need to get to Jesus, friend. See this bed? I was in a bed just like yours. God got me out. He'll get you out. Let's all stand as they come get a song. Hey, listen.